After Thursday, the union will be in a position that they can strike, or the city will be in a position to lock out. So today's meeting with the press release is a warning or is information that if you do rely on Belleville Transit, after Thursday, there could be, they're in legal strike position, so.
So what do you tell the public?
Public, I think, have to wait. I mean, you know, some of these are solved in the last hour, some go on strike, some go to lockout. So right now, we're in a holding pattern. Thursday morning could start with a strike, and if that happens, you know, we're warning people that, again, alternate forms of transportation might be needed over the next little while.
So right now, it's a hope for the best?
It's a hope for the best. I mean, again, negotiation didn't go well yesterday. It's down to quite far apart, and I think that when you look at it, will cooler heads prevail on this? I think that, again, on Thursday, people should look for some type of alternate form of transportation. These things could negotiate over the next 2 months, and we might not have any interruption at all. You know, that's what we hope for, but again, that's not totally in our control.
And the relationship, are you hoping to get that back to, I guess, a stable, more stable?
Well, again, it's, we value our employees. Belleville is a great place to work for. We all have to live within our means, and the offer that was refused was a fair offer, was an offer that was, you know, substantial, and obviously they didn't feel that way. So right now, they're in the position to strike, and that's so be it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.